By purchasing the Russian-American company in 1867,
the land
by purchasing the Russian
the treaty
American
says
company
belongs
in
to the people who occupy
the
it.
Land, i.e.
the Native Alaskans,
belongs to
the
whole
basis
for the
Land Claim
Settlement Act of 1971,
i.e. the Native Alaskans.
It's in the Treaty of
it's
Sale.
The whole
in
basis for the Land Claim Settlement
Act of 1971. It's in the Treaty of Sale in 1867,
and St. Innocent
that gets missed again because people don't read these documents.
So
they think they already
church.
Know Bancroft already.
That
told
gets
you.
Missed again because people don't read
and
these
don't
documents.
Go back
they
to
think
check.
They already know Bancroft.
In
already
any
told
case,
you.
Bearing
and
went
go
in 1728 on his first voyage.
In any
wandered
case,
up to the Bering Sea.
Bearing
wandered around up here. Said nope, they're not connected.
Voyage,
can't follow my orders any further
sea,
than that. And went home.
Wandered around up here.
Said nope, they're not connected. Can't follow my orders any further than that.
Came to America.
Reported to the Tsar.
You gave me orders to follow the land until I came to America.
So the Tsar sends Bering back.
It wasn't
and Bering does not sail. So the Tsar sends Bering back.
He sails past the Aleutian Islands, past Kodiak, and
sees Alaska for the first time.
Past the Aleutian Islands,
as a European, at Mount
St.
Elias.
Sees Alaska for the first time.
That's why we have Mount St. Elias.
As a European,
today is St. Elijah Day on
St.
the old calendar.
Way over here.
Was on this
That's
day.
Why we have Mount St. Elias.
Old today is St. Elijah Day on the old calendar. Was on this date, 17th, 18th, somewhere in there. It's on this date that he, sitting out here in
the North Atlantic, North Pacific Ocean,
it's on this date
the second
that
highest
sitting out here
America,
in the North Atlantic,
named it
North
for
Pacific
the feast
Ocean,
of St. Prophet
saw
Elijah,
the second highest mountain
today,
in North America, named it for the feast of
and
St.
Said
Prophet
pretty
Elijah,
much something like this.
Today, a very loud voice, no doubt. I hereby
said,
claim everything from
something
here,
like this.
A very loud voice,
me,
no doubt.
To the west.
I hereby claim everything from here.
Behind me,
they put they
the
landed
west,
at an island here, so they
Tsar.
Must have put one of those plaques there, but we've never found it.
They put they landed.
And that's why
at
Alaska
an island
has
here,
this
so boundary.
They must have put one of those plaques there, but we've never
the tip
found
of Mount
it.
Mount St. Elias,
and that's why Alaska
has
North
this
pole.
Boundary.
You draw this imaginary
the
line.
The tip of Mount St. Elias,
the border with Canada.
To the North Pole,
you draw
then
this
why
imaginary
do we wind up
line.
With southeast,
it's still the border with Canada.
Because the day before,
then why do we wind up
one
with
day
southeast?
Ahead of him,
Alexei Chirikov in
the
companion boat landed down here.
One day ahead of him.
Alexei Chirikov in the companion boat
another plaque
landed
in the
down here near Ketchikan.
It might be the one we found, I'm not sure.
And put another
but he
plaque
sent
in the
landing
ground.
Crew
it might
ashore.
Be the one we found, I'm not sure.
And they never
but he
came
sent
back.
A landing crew ashore.
Now he had two small
and
landing
they never came
craft.
Back.
And they were running short of drinking water.
Now he had
they
two
waited,
small
waited,
landing
no
craft.
Sign of these guys. They just
and they were running short of drinking water.
There are Tlingit oral
waited,
stories
waited,
about how
no
they married those
guys
and how they lived happily ever after in Southeast
Alaska. There are
Tlingit
oral stories about
how
they married those guys and how they lived happily ever after in Southeast Alaska.
So they
Alaska,
sailed up
but
to another island
confirmed.
And sent their only other boat ashore.
So they sailed up to another island
never
and sent their
back,
only other boat
which left Chirikov
with no fresh water and also no means of landing
anywhere.
Which left Chirikov with
so
no fresh water
and also no means of landing anywhere.
Here,
so he sailed back
Peninsula
to Kamchatka.
So he made it to Alaska.
Here,
sighted land.
Kamchatka Peninsula.
Basically claimed.
So he made it to Alaska.
What is now the
sighted
Southeast Panhandle?
If it
basically claimed
in the name of the Tsar, what is now the Southeast Panhandle?
If it weren't for Chirikov, the Southeast Panhandle would be part of
and Juneau would be in another state.
Maybe they already are.
But
and Sitka would and Juneau would be.
Politically speaking, they often see that way.
But they're part of
politically
Alaska
speaking, they
Chirikov.
Often see that way.
And Chirikov succeeded in his voyage. He came
but
and
they're
came
part
back
of Alaska
safely.
Because of Chirikov.
Bering,
on
Chirikov
the other
succeeded
hand,
in his
made
voyage.
Landfall
came,
at
came back safely.
Mount St. Elias.
Bering, on the other hand,
and
made
then
landfall
his
at
scurvy broke
Mount St. Elias
out on his ship,
right here,
and
himself
then
was infected with
scurvy.
It.
They
broke
shipwrecked
out
at Bering Island, which is off the coast of Kamchatka,
where Bering died.
They shipwrecked at
Bering
Island, which is off the coast of Kamchatka, where Bering died.
They always tell you, by the way,
Bering Island
in
memoriam,
our Alaska history books.
And probably American
they always
books,
tell
the
you, by
Bering
the way,
was a Dane
in
the
our Alaska
of the
history
Tsar.
Books.
And probably
the further implication that the Russians didn't have any sea captains
the
of their own
and had to hire somebody
further
Danish
implication that the Russians
the
didn't have any sea captains of their own.
But there were plenty of people
had to hire somebody
Danish
the Tsar,
to lead the expedition.
And later on,
but there were plenty of people from other countries
Jones
in the service
the Russian
of the Tsar.
Navy after the American
and later
Revolution.
On,
he got better
the empresses.
Pay.
John Paul Jones
so
joined the Russian Navy after
the
Russians
were always had people from other countries working for them.
Vitus Bering, however, was a Russian
always
citizen.
Had people from other countries
Orthodox
working
Christian.
For them.
Vitus Bering, however, was a Russian citizen.
There's a three-barred
was
cross
Orthodox
and all the rest
Christian.
At his grave.
No, they never mentioned that.
A three-barred
that.
Cross
the
and all
Russia
the rest
had
at his
naturalized
grave.
Citizens the way the United
no,
States
they never
has
mentioned
naturalized
that.
Citizens. He might have been
Russia
born in Denmark,
naturalized
true,
citizens
but
the
was
way
a
the
Russian
States
citizen
has
and an Orthodox
Christian.
He might have been born in Denmark,
true. And he did not survive the expedition. Alexei Chirikov was never mentioned. And he did not survive the expedition. Alexei Chirikov was never mentioned. You conveniently leave the fact that they were Russians who did it better.
A bit of Cold War propaganda.
One day earlier and survived out and made
Bering the hero who then shipwrecks and dies.
One day earlier and survived out and made Bering the hero who then shipwrecks.
Even of the Russian period of Alaska history, we refuse to mention the
accomplishments
of the Russians.
Even of the Russian period of Alaska history, we refuse to mention the
accomplishments of the
Russians. He's already that way in Bancroft in 1880, so that's the way it gets repeated from generation to generation.
So we have Alaska and Bering's crew and Chirikov's crew come back with sea otter.
So we have Alaska and Bering's crew and Chirikov's crew come back with
sea otter pelts.
This
in American history,
San Francisco, Denver, they become important cities because
in American history.
San Francisco, Denver,
they become important cities because of gold.
In Alaska, it's a
stampede out there.
People immediately cash in whatever funds they have.
In Alaska, it's a fur rush.
People immediately cash in whatever funds they
have.
And they
rush to buy as many beads and buckets and blankets as
they can. They lash together their own boats, usually made of animal hides.
And they rush to Okhotsk.
And they set sail.
They lash together their own boats, usually made
of animal hides. Survivors of either Chirikov's or Bering's
previous voyage.
In the company of some survivors of either Chirikov's or Bering's.
They come in groups of 10, 12.
For the Aleutian Islands.
20 would be too many.
They come in groups
They couldn't
of
carry
10,
their provisions
12.
And the men in the kind of boats they had.
20
the boats
would be
too are
many.
Only as long
they
as
couldn't carry their
the
provisions and
room.
The men in the kind of boats
these are not
they had.
Huge sailing ships.
The boats
ships.
Are only as long as
they're building
half
boats
this room.
That our Coast Guard would
these are not
shut
huge
down.
Sailing ships.
As
they're building boats that our Coast Guard would
alone
shut
for the
down.
Bering Sea.
In fact that actually
as
happened when the Bering
for Knick Arm
let alone for the Bering Sea.
They were almost
in fact,
arrested
that actually happened when the Bering crew
out of
came
Kodiak,
Kodiak
for Sitka
in such
they
a flimsy
arrested
boat.
They had already come from Russia in it.
Out of Kodiak for Sitka in such a flimsy boat.
They had already come from Russia in it.
So they were really, you know, courageous people, but they were adventurers.
They
so
weren't
they,
doing
they,
it for the
they
money,
really,
in my
you know,
opinion.
Courageous
and
people,
they weren't doing
but
it
they
because
were adventurers.
They loved to
shoot up
natives. They weren't doing it for the money, in my opinion.
In fact,
and they weren't doing it because
we know
they loved to shoot up natives.
Statistically, that at least one third of
in
them
fact,
were 100% Kamchatka.
We know statistically that
there was
one
out
of three
of them were 100%
from Kamchatka Peninsula.
In other words, one
and
out
of
the
three
other two thirds
was a native from
it's very
Kamchatka
unlikely
Peninsula.
That anything close to more
and
than
of the other two thirds,
quote,
it's very unlikely that anything
Europeans.
Close to more than 10% were
because
quote,
of all this intermarriage that had
term,
gone on in Siberia
European.
For 300 years.
Because
what we
of
really
all this
have here
that
is the interaction of Siberian
peoples with Alaskan peoples.
What we really have
and
here
that's why
is the interaction of Siberian
peoples
with Alaskan peoples.
Because it leaves open
and
their
that's
ethnicity
why I prefer to say Siberians
instead of Russians.
They were people from Siberia
because
that
it
we
leaves
know.
Open their
they spoke Russian,
or
that we know. They were people from Siberia.
They
that
had
we
interacted
know.
With
they spoke
native
Russian.
Peoples in Siberia
that
and their
know.
Ancestors had for hundreds of years.
They had interacted
that
with native peoples in
they
Siberia and
furs.
Their ancestors
that's
had
definite.
For hundreds of years.
That we know.
But they weren't
they
coming,
were coming
for furs
just
that's
because
definite.
They were greedy, vicious, or violent
But they
people.
Weren't coming for furs just because
part
they
of
were
their
greedy,
lifestyle.
And it had been their family's
people.
Lifestyle, usually for
it
generations.
Part of their lifestyle.
And they themselves,
been their family's lifestyle.
Usually for generations.
More than likely.
And they
themselves
more
of
than
mixed
likely.
Racial background.
What
more
we have,
likely,
in other words, is a tremendous amount
of
mixing happening in the
background.
North Pacific.
What we have,
in
other words, is a
century.
Tremendous amount of mixing happening
Bering
in the North
came
Pacific.
From Denmark, sure, but not
in the
most
late
of his
18th
crew.
Century.
And these guys who come
Bering
under
came
the
from
lead
Denmark,
of their
sure,
Bering
but not most
crew
of his
member,
crew.
Survivor.
And these guys who come under the lead
guy,
of their Bering crew member,
are coming
survivor,
out of Siberia,
or their
more
Chirikov
than likely
guide,
of mixed native Siberian,
are coming out of Siberia,
European background.
More than likely,
and a third of them
mixed 100%
Siberian.
A third of them people
and
who were recruited for these voyages right from the Kamchatka Peninsula.
A third of them people who were recruited for these
so
voyages
native people,
right from the Kamchatka Peninsula.
At least
Peninsula.
If you looked at them. When Captain Cook came to Unalaska
so it's native
in the 1790s at the end of this era.
When Captain Cook came
couldn't
to Unalaska
tell who were the Russians and who
in
were
the 1790s at the end of this era.
Now
he
there's
couldn't
a reason
tell
for
who
that.
Were the Russians and who were the Aleuts.
Not just in race.
Obviously
there's a reason for that.
The Russians weren't blonde and blue-eyed.
Not just in race.
To tell.
Obviously, therefore,
these Russian-speaking people from Siberia
were speaking the Russian language.
Were speaking
the
Russian
language.
Their
Aleut
wives, the kids were speaking both.
Were speaking Unangan,
and there was
of the
speaking
Islands.
Of Sears.
The kids
no
were speaking
order
both.
Catalog.
And there was speaking of Sears.
What happens
no
when your boots
catalog.
Wear out? You can't write home.
What happens
for
when your boots wear out?
You have to get the
you
kind of boots your wife can produce for you
for a new set. When your coat wears out, you can't ride home to Montgomery Ward or Eddie Bauer for a new parka.
When your coat wears out, you can't ride home to Montgomery Ward or Eddie Bauer.
That's why Cook
couldn't
tell the Russians
from the Aleuts.
You have to wear the kind of parka
that
can be produced
racially.
That's why Cook couldn't tell the Russians from the Aleuts.
They not only looked alike racially,
their
physical types, their skin complexion.
It wasn't that they were all wearing
Aleuts had been Russified.
It was that the Siberians had been
Aleuts had been Russified.
It was that the Siberians had been
because the same pattern, social pattern that existed in Siberia for hundreds of years,
because the same pattern, social pattern that existed in Siberia for hundreds
like
of years,
repeated
the
itself
Rush man,
in Alaska.
The Avon lady.
These guys were like
they came knocking at your village
Fuller
door,
Rush
so to speak, with all
the
their
Avon
goodies.
Lady.
But they only wanted
they
one
came
thing
knocking
in
at your village door, so to speak,
with all their goodies.
But they
came for
one thing in
a season. They came
for
the summer. They put out their own trap lines
they
to get
for
foxes because they
season.
Could do that.
They knew how to do that
for the
from
summer.
Their Siberian
They put out their own trap lines to get
they had
foxes
no clue
they
how
to
do
get
that.
They knew how to do that from their
never
Siberian
come
experience.
They had no clue
they
how to get
kayak.
Sea otters who never come ashore.
So they needed the Aleut men to
and
go
they could
catch
not
the sea otter to get the pelts.
So they needed
and
the Aleut
men to go catch
the ladies were anxious for their brothers or husbands or fathers to go out there and get those.
And of course the ladies were anxious
for their brothers or husbands or fathers to go out there and get
the blankets or the new metal
furs because
implements.
And
they
sometimes
even the firearms.
The blankets
they did
or the
bring
new metal
some, but the chosen weapon
and sometimes even the firearms.
They did bring some, but the chosen weapon for protection
of a
promishtenik was a pike.
And that was for several practical reasons.
And
first of all, the development of firearms
was
still rather primitive, especially in Siberia.
First of all, the development of firearms was still rather primitive,
more importantly,
in the
Aleutian
Islands, you'd have to keep your powder dry.
But more importantly,
anyone who's been
to the
Aleutian
Islands
knows
you'd have to keep your powder dry.
Anyone who's been to the Aleutian Islands,
you can't keep anything dry in the Aleutian Islands.
Possibly happen.
The wind comes horizontally.
You can't keep anything dry in the Aleutian Islands.
Everything comes at you in your face.
The wind comes
right?
horizontally.
If you
the
had the latest
and most
expensive
everything comes
musket
at you in your face
that the
right?
1760s
if you
could
had
offer,
the latest
it
and
still
most
took
expensive
a while to
musket
it.
That the 1760s
who's seen
could
a Revolutionary
offer,
War.
It still took a while to note it.
You didn't have any repeating
anyone who's seen
rifles.
A Revolutionary War.
These guys came in small groups,
knows.
10, 12.
You didn't have any repeating rifles.
No, you might be able
these
to
these
guys
get
came
a
in small groups,
off,
10,
but
12.
If you're outnumbered 200 to 20,
no, you
10
might be
to
able
1,
to get a couple of shots
you're,
off.
You're dead man
you're
before you could possibly
reload.
20, 10 to 1.
And they
you're,
didn't
you're
come
dead
as
man before you could possibly
conquerors.
Reload.
There were incidents of
and they
clashes,
didn't come
and in fact there was one big rebellion against them.
There were incidents of clashes,
and
in fact, there was
and
one
I could piece together in my own imagination why
the 1760s,
so.
After 20 years of
just
this,
think of a
and
traditional
I could piece
culture
together
as I
in my own imagination
why this was
being
so.
Obviously disrupted
just
by
think
these
of a traditional culture as I outlined
yesterday,
being
but
obviously
more importantly,
disrupted
imagine
by
that
these
you're in a village of say 200, 300 people, but more
the
importantly,
first, the
imagine
that
you're in a village of say 200, 300
are young.
The first,
the top 50% or so,
the bottom 20% are young,
and suddenly
the middle 50% or so,
with only maybe 30 to 50
suddenly,
girls of marrying age available
with only
in
maybe
the village,
30
to
50 12 guys come back
girls
every
of marrying
summer
age available in the village.
Trade
these
goods.
12 guys come
and little
back
by little
every
they jump ship. They say, "You guys go home. I'm staying. I'm moving
goods
in with this one."
And little by little they
and
jump
the,
ship.
The
they
young
say,
lady
"You guys go home. I'm
to
staying.
Have
I'm moving in with this
so
one."
Well.
And the
you know,
and the young lady is delighted to have this man who can provide
so well.
And the
you
only
know,
gun in town.
Woolen blankets and
the only
metal
rifle
buckets.
And
he can trap because he's got these metal traps
town
better than any of the wooden
the
traps
rifle
the local guys got.
And he can
she's
trap
married the guy
metal
who's
traps
going to be
better than any of
the
wooden
wealthiest,
traps the local
most
guys
prosperous.
She's married
the
guy who's the going
village
to be the wealthiest,
it's
most
less
prosperous
young lady
provider in the village.
Other
it's one less Unanga young lady available.
When this starts happening by the dozens,
so that we're looking at bachelorhood for the rest
when
of our
lives.
When
this starts happening by the dozens,
you can understand why
so
the
that
local
we're looking at bachelorhood
Unanga
for the rest
men
of our lives
deeply resented
you can understand
the
why the local.
Nevertheless,
Unanga
we also know that when the fighting
deeply
broke out,
resented the intruders.
There were Siberians.
Nevertheless,
and
we also
on both
know
sides
that when the fighting broke out, there were Siberians
it's
and
not
Alaskans
a race
on both
war
sides
where all the natives gang up on all the Siberians.
It's not
it's
like
not
that at all.
A race war where all
it
the natives
obviously
gang
became
up on all the Siberians.
It's not like that at all.
Family alliances.
It obviously became something of
guys fit in better with
family alliances.
We're more popular with the village.
Some of the guys were good friends with their brothers than the others.
While the other guys less so, and even were good friends with their brothers,
abusive or whatever.
While the other guys less so.
And so consequently, there were fights. We know
abusive or whatever.
As best estimates, the Balliol rebellion in the 1760s
resulted in about 200 casualties on both sides.
After the Siberians,
and it started with ambushes.
By ambushing them with axes.
Yunnan men was kind of brutal.
After the Siberians,
we have reports, the Russian reports,
on how
they were, without warning, simply attacked.
We have reports, the Russian reports,
on how they were, without warning, simply attacked and butchered.
It doesn't mean that this was an oppressive, enslaving government.
Bancroft says that the Russians enslaved the Yunnan.
This was an oppressive, enslaving government.
They came and went.
Bancroft says that the Russians
came for the summer, traded, and left.
It's hard to enslave people that way.
They came for the summer, traded, and left.
It's hard to enslave people that way.
They came to trade, and their weapons were poor or primitive, and they came in small numbers.
They came to trade.
The violence does not come from a slavery rebellion against Russian,
and they came in small numbers.
The violence does not come from a slavery rebellion
against Russian taskmasters.
The diary of Nat Turner.
We're trying to read into
this,
this isn't the slave rebellion against
Allah Ali.
And I'm sure Bancroft envisioned it this way.
This isn't the slave rebellion
against overlords with golden
and I'm sure Bancroft envisioned it this way.
Russian overlords with golden
epaulettes and
swords and plumes in their hat,
giving orders to lash the alleyards.
And it's not Rambo coming in and mowing down the people by the hundreds and massacring them.
The population
and it's not Rambo coming in and mowing down
Baranov.
The people by the hundreds and massacring them.
Our
hero,
declines
under
Baranov,
is in my opinion. The Joseph Stalin of
our
Alaska
hero,
history.
Alexander Baranov,
was abused,
is in my opinion.
And there was slavery.
The Joseph Stalin of
there
Alaska
was a decline
history.
In the Unangan and
was
Kodiak population.
There was slavery.
But not when
and there was a decline
say.
In the Unangan
not
and
the
Kodiak
first 50 years when everybody was in competition
but
with
not
everybody
when people
else.
Say.
Not in
where
the first 50 years when everybody
deal.
Was in competition with everybody else.
For your furs than the other guy.
Where one crew could offer better
abuse comes when you have a monopoly.
For your furs than the other guy.
The real abuse comes when you have
our hero Baranov.
And is
no
in my opinion,
and in the oral tradition of the native peoples, the
our hero Baranov
the
is in
story.
My opinion.
So the villain becomes the hero,
and the good guys become the villains
in the Alaskan
story.
So the villain becomes the hero, and the good guys become the villains.
Before I close this.
And it's all mixed up.
I'm
not trying to whitewash the Promyšlenik record.
We know there was violence, and we know there was
trying to whitewash the
Promyšlenik
disruptive.
We know there was violence,
and
we know there was troubles, and we know this was tremendous.
But on the other hand, I think that the stereotype of these guys is bloodthirsty and violent.
But on the other hand, I think that the stereotype
cannot be substantiated in the archives
and
records.
And greedy
and all these cannot be substantiated in the archives.
That we're done with this story.
I'm really simply
saying
we really don't know the full
picture.
That
we're done with this story.
We may never know the full picture.
I'm really simply saying
but certainly not
don't know the full picture.
The Bancroft picture
we may never know
the full picture.
But it's certainly not the Bancroft picture
is not
the
whole
story.
The
last thing I'll say now,
there's a whole other side to it, a whole other dimension that needs to be mentioned.
Which was so common in Siberia,
and which we know happened in the Aleutian Islands.
The intermarriage
is another element never mentioned in our
and which we know happened in the Aleutian Islands is another element never mentioned in our Alaskan
cathedral this weekend.
The majority of
however,
people,
Native Alaskans
with these long Slavic
this weekend,
the majority of the people, Native
they're
Alaskans,
they're the descendants
long,
of the same
Slavic
process
surname.
In Alaska that was going on for 3 centuries.
They're the descendants
in
of the same process in Alaska
and this is what we'll discuss
that was going
in the next
on
half
for
hour.
3 centuries.
They
in
baptized their kids,
and this is what we'll discuss in the next half hour.
They baptized
Christianity was
their
not
kids.
Introduced in 1794 by Saint Herman and the other missionaries.
Father Macari, who
was
not
sent
introduced
to the
in 1794
by Saint Herman and the other
as
missionaries.
Part of his
Father
duties,
Macari, who was
found
sent to
everyone
the Aleutian
already there,
Christian.
As part of his
everyone
duties,
already there,
found
baptized,
everyone already
and
there,
and chapels already
Christian.
Elected,
everyone
erected
already
throughout
there,
the
baptized,
the Aleutian chain.
And chapels already
consecrated,
and they had a very poor
the
iconography.
The
as you can imagine, there were
they
no beautiful
consecrated
chandeliers
and they had a
or
iconostasi out there.
Iconography,
but chapels there
imagine,
were,
and there were no beautiful
no one to baptize,
chandeliers or iconostasi out there.
Because the
had
chapels
introduced
there
their
were,
and their
he had
children,
no
and eventually their grandchildren,
because
and served as godfathers for each other's
wives and their children,
and eventually their grandchildren, and served as godfathers for each other's children.
Is what we'll talk
throughout the Aleutian Islands.
Food,
because
I of that give you like is what we'll talk about
85% before the break, but
food,
I want to
because I
by just
give you like
pointing out what this all means
85%
for us.
Before the break, but I want to conclude by just
what anybody could learn
this all
from
means
studying
for
this
us.
Very early history of the omission in Alaska.
What anybody could learn
lessons.
From studying this very early history of
the
omission in Alaska. several important lessons.
In the sense that
one
it involves
the church
from many
pluralist.
Cultures and many languages, and it always
in
had
the sense
since
that
the very beginning.
It involves people
and
from many cultures
and
many
languages,
in
and it always had.
Think
since
of it.
The very beginning,
people who are married, intermarried with.
That's how it starts in Alaska.
Siberian
think
native
people.
People who are married, intermarried
Arctic
with.
Descended
Siberian
from
native people
for several generations already
Arctic
from that
peoples.
Kind of intermarriage.
Descended from
getting into their boats
for several
kind of
generations already
Siberia
from that
centuries.
Kind of intermarriage.
And sailing across
getting into their boats,
a little
the kind of boats they made in
so
Siberia
little,
for centuries.
Considerable space
and
of
sailing
North
across
Pacific,
a little
to come to trade
so
and
little,
to intermarry.
Considerable space of the
interact
North Pacific,
with an ultimately intermarry
to come
native
to trade
Alaskans.
And to intermarry. Interact with
and
an
in the process of
intermarry
this intermarriage to introduce Christianity to these people.
And in the process of this
that's
intermarriage,
large
to introduce Christianity
of Siberia
to
were evangelized.
And
that's
how the first
large sections of Siberia
were constructed in the New World.
And that's how
the first
baptisms didn't wait for the clergy.
Were constructed in the New World.
Now, what does that mean? It means that
some of that same storytelling.
Now, what does that mean? It means that some of that same storytelling.
Christian sacred stories
we talked about yesterday
as the basis
was going on using the
people
Christian
sat around and listened to the
Unangan stories
at
the beginning
basis.
Of the world the raven stories
people sat around and listened to
some
the
of them even got written down by Russians and Siberians as well as Aleuts
the rest
a century
some
later
some of them even got written down by Russians
you know,
and Siberians
without,
as well as Aleuts
without
a
the VCR
later.
And the TV and
but you know sitting without
you know, and the
without
Sega
the VCR
system,
and the TV and
people told stories.
You know,
they
the talked. Sega
Saturn
they
system.
Interacted with each other.
People told
and the
stories.
The Promyshlenics had wonderful
they
stories
talk.
To tell.
They
about their adventures
with each other.
In Siberia.
And the Promyshlenics had wonderful
America.
Stories
the
to tell.
Hadn't gone there.
About their adventures.
They had come
in
the other direction.
And their
they
voyage
were fascinated
to, America,
to hear about
the
Aleuts
this.
Hadn't gone there.
They had come in
and
the
then
other direction.
Inevitably,
they were fascinated
the
to hear about
to the sacred stories of those people.
And then inevitably,
and these guys, especially those
came to the
sacred stories of those people.
Who said,
and these guys, especially those
who were.
Or going
to stay permanently.
You guys go home, I'm staying.
Who
I'll see you next year when you come
to visit. To
their fellow Promyshleniks, you guys
they
go home, I'm
still
staying.
Be commerce.
I'll see you next
there'd
year when you come to with Russia. They'd still have visitors come from over there.
They knew there'd
they
still
be commerce.
There'd still
be contacts with Russia.
Imagine
they'd
that.
Still have visitors come from over there. But
you
they
see, these
made
are people who I think we can
Alaska.
Identify with.
Imagine that.
The guys who stay.
You see, these are people who I think we can identify with.
And that's the only reason for staying.
Now, of course, the Aleutian Islands might not be your idea of paradise.
And that's the only reason for staying.
Now,
of course,
the Aleutian Islands might not be your idea of paradise.
Which is 30 to 50 below zero half the year.
Which is 30 to 50 below zero half the year.
Atu is Tahiti. Atu is Tahiti.
You've never been to a place so green, so lush, and so warm. Regardless of the wind
you've
and rain.
You've never been to a place
it's
so green, so
and
lush, and so warm.
And
regardless of the wind and rain.
The steps
it's
of
still
Central
warmer
Asia
and
in winter.
And more exciting
it's a moderate
than the,
climate,
than the
actually.
Steps of Central Asia in winter.
You have a wonderful example of how
it's
this,
a moderate
these cultures
climate,
amalgamated
actually.
And enriched
and
each other.
You have a wonderful
in
example
several
of how
European
this, these cultures
museums.
Amalgamated
we
and
don't
enriched
have very
each
many
other.
Good examples
in several
of
European
this from our
museums.
Own.
Unfortunately,
in
we don't
our
have
American
many
or Alaskan
good examples
museums.
Of this from
Governor
our
Etolin,
own,
who was governor
in
the early
19th
century
in,
of Alaska.
Governor Etolin,
who
was
era.
Governor in the early
collected
19th century in, of Alaska in the Russian American era.
Alaska Native
collected
Art.
Better than Sheldon Jackson did later on. Because
Alaska
he had
Native
a
Art.
70-year head start.
Better than Sheldon
and shipped
Jackson
it back
did
to Turku,
later on.
The capital of
he had a 70-year head
home
start.
Country.
And shipped it
Turku
back to Turku
had a disastrous
Turku,
fire,
of
most of the city, in fact,
Finland,
burned,
his home country.
All this Alaskan material
Turku
was
had a disastrous fire, most
of
the city,
governor.
In fact, burned, and
so he made
all this Alaskan
collection.
Material was destroyed,
and
but
to Helsinki,
Etolin was still
you
governor.
You want to see the best collection
so
of this,
second collection,
the cultural
Helsinki,
artifacts from this early,
you want to see the best collection of this,
this early era in Alaska
the cultural
history,
artifacts
really have to go
from
to
this
Finland.
Early,
there's some in St. Petersburg, but the
this
best
early era in
I
Alaska history,
you
really have to go to Finland.
What do you see?
There's some in St. Petersburg, but the best
Kamalekas,
I believe, is
the Russian,
the Aleut style raincoat made of
gut.
Kamalekas, the Russian, the Aleut style raincoat
intestines.
Made of gut.
All
seal guts
stitched together very tightly
walrus
to
intestines.
Actually keep out rain.
All stitched together
but
very
those
tightly
are the earliest ones.
To actually keep out
and then
rain.
You see the transformation
those
of
are
this
the earliest ones.
Aleut traditional
and then you
parka
see
shaped
the transformation
garment
of this
into a long cape.
Aleut traditional
with a very
parka
high collar.
Shaped garment
into a long
in other
cape.
Words you can imagine what went on
collar.
In the Aleut homes in
the
other
first,
words,
these first 50
you can imagine
years.
What went on
the,
in
the original
rain gear
wore out
in the first
daddy
first
needed a new
years.
Raincoat
mama made him
the original
the
rain gear wore
had.
Out
the way her people
daddy
always
needed
had
a new
raincoat
mama
the way Raven
one,
taught
the way
Aleuts to make
the way her people always had made
the beginning of the world
the way Raven taught the Aleuts to make Raven
papa
at the beginning of the world
can you make the sleeve a little longer
very nice says papa
but next time
can you make the sleeve
there?
A little longer?
And you know, and look at my old winter coat.
It has this kind of,
can you put this kind
and
of,
you know, so you
look at my old with the native women.
It has making, this kind of,
can from you put traditional, this kind of,
so you wind
gut,
up with the native women,
dyed
making
grass
from traditional
feather decorations,
dyed grass Russian naval uniforms,
and feather decorations.
Papa becomes an
magnificent
admiral.
Russian naval uniforms.
Papa becomes an admiral.
He's practically king of the village, but he's wearing this magnificent kamaleika. All of
he's
it traditionally king of the village,
materials.
But he's wearing this
and
magnificent
like
kamaleika.
Military
all of it traditional Aleut materials
for uniforms
and
in St.
It's like out of the military.
It's this perfect synthesis of the
for
two
uniforms in St. Petersburg.
Completely Alaskan and completely Russian.
It's this
at
perfect
the same
synthesis
time.
Of the two.
Completely
and that's
Alaskan
what you see
and completely
in the
Russian.
Museums.
At
you find
the same
all
time.
Kinds of tools. And, but especially clothing.
And that's what you see in
that
the
are
museums.
Traditional
you find
indigenous
all kinds
materials,
of tools, but, in
and,
the
but especially
style.
Clothing that are traditional
it
indigenous
takes 50 years
materials
for
to evolve.
But in the Russian style.
But there are hundreds of intermarriages.
It
and
takes
we know
50
this
years
because
for this
in 1791.
There
was an
there
around
are hundreds
the world
of intermarriages,
voyage,
and we know this because in
the
1791. There was
they
an around
certain
Alaskan
ports.
This is just before Captain
Billings
Cook
expedition.
Made his rounds.
And they stopped
and
the people say the same things.
This is just before Captain Cook made his rounds.
The Aleuts or the
people say the
are.
Same things.
By this
we
time,
we can't tell who the Russians
they're
are.
All wearing the clothes
the
Mama made.
So the natives are.
By
they're
this time,
they're all wearing gut rain coats.
They're all wearing the clothes
boots.
Mama made.
And the rest,
they're all wearing gut rain
and they're
coats
all wearing it in the
fur
Russian
boots.
Style.
And the rest,
see, it becomes
and
the,
they're all
this,
wearing
the
it
very
in the Russian
image
style.
Of this cultural synthesis.
You see,
they visit
it becomes the this
round,
the very image of this cultural synthesis.
That have three-part crosses on them.
They visit. Round
just by the smoke
sod buildings,
and we
have photographs of these
the
that survived into the 19th century.
Just by the smoke hole.
The Promyshleniks
and we have photographs of these that survived
into the 19th century.
Told those sacred
the
stories around the same
their children,
stone lamp.
Baptized
their
fire.
Wives. Told those
the
sacred stories
had
around
always
the
been
same
told.
Stone lamp.
There's a
fire.
Continuity and
where
the sacred stories had
always
transformation
been told.
Of Unangan culture.
There's a continuity
and
an organic transformation
to
of Unangan culture
and
society.
And I don't think it was even the missionaries who fell into this.
To Christian.
And I don't think it was even the missionaries who fell
you know,
into
we had
this.
That curriculum on the board yesterday, and
in
I
way
won't repeat
a stroke
the whole
of
thing, but for at least
you know,
the
we
beginning
had that
part
curriculum
of it,
on the board yesterday,
you have
and I won't repeat the whole
the
thing,
myths
but
or
at least the
stories,
beginning part of it, you have
about the beginnings
the myths
of things,
or sacred stories,
which contain,
of about
course,
the beginnings
the
of
paradigms
things,
and the patterns,
which
for
contain, of course,
human behavior.
The paradigms and the patterns for appropriate human behavior.
Well, the Promyshleniks,
sitting around the campfire,
could make
well,
this parallel.
The Promyshleniks
analogy.
Sitting around the campfire,
could
you
make
this parallel.
You shared with me your stories
analogy.
About the beginnings of things.
You have you
contain
shared
for you
with me your
the
stories
appropriate
about the
behaviors,
things,
patterns
that contain
the paradigms,
for you
in order to
the
be a human being.
Behaviors,
this is how you
patterns,
have to live. You conform your
the paradigms
behavior
in order
to
be a human being.
That
this is how you have to live.
Stories.
You conform your behavior
we have stories
to
like
those
that
models.
Too.
That are revealed in
and
those
our
stories.
Story is called
but
the
we
gospel.
Have stories like that too.
It's
and
about
our
the
story
beginning
is called
the
beginning
gospel.
Being the beginning.
It's about
was
the beginning,
the word,
but the beginning
the logos,
being
the
and the word became flesh
the word,
and he
the logos,
Jesus Christ
and the word became
us with flesh
the
and he Jesus Christ
human behavior
provides
if
us
we conform
with
our
the
behavior to his
appropriate
if
human
we
speak
behavior,
as he would
if we conform
if we
our
do
behavior
as he would,
to his
then we become
if we
human.
Speak as he would
then we become real people
if we do as he would
so
then
you
we
have
become
your stories
human.
And we have ours
then we become real people
so you
and
have
your
stories
and
we
have
ours
here around the fire and we're telling you ours
and your
and
stories
we're telling
you around
on
fire,
one hand
and we're
the
telling
sharing
you
of the stories on
and
the
it's
other.
In this intermarriage.
And as I said yesterday, I believe this is vital to Christian mission, no matter how many TV shows.
And as I said yesterday, I believe this is vital to Christian mission,
no matter how many TV shows or
videotapes. Stories still need to be told,
Sunday school books
and they need to be told by people who love
us. Stories still need to be told,
and who care for us.
And they need to be told by people who love us.
Can't be told by some educational professional,
and who care for us,
so to speak.
They can't be told by some educational professional
to really
and take
enter our hearts and minds.
In order for them.
They have
to
be
really
given to us as a sacred
enter
trust
our hearts and minds
someone
and
we love and
they have to be given to us as a sacred
and
trust
who loves us and is telling these stories to us
and
not because they want us
ourselves.
To join their organization
and
not because
us
they're
after
telling these stories to
a few
us
more members
not because they want us
to
join their organization
the
not because they're after
to increase
a few more
membership
to build
their
empire
the
so to
account.
Speak
they're giving us these
to increase
stories
membership
because
to build their,
their
empire
own
so to speak
will be complete.
They're giving us these stories because and so
I
imagine in those chapels, they didn't have great, beautiful liturgical
and so
I imagine in those chapels,
they might have
they
had
didn't
some
have few literate,
beautiful
liturgical
could read the Psalms
services.
On Sunday.
They might have had some
we have
few
this happening, and we have records of it
in
the
early
19th
century.
Please turn the cassette over for the continuation of the message on side two.